Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, it is mercy that rewrote our lives, that tonight we can together come to your house as your dear children to call upon your name, to sing songs of Zion, to lift up our faith to you and call you Abba, Father. Forgive our sins and our transgressions tonight. We give you praise and honor tonight, Lord, especially mine eyes, my presence in this church since the departure of our pastor. Thank you for the elders of this church. Thank you for the brothers and sisters. Every brother, every sister, young and old, that have contributed to the remaining of intact of this assembly, that today together we can walk in his house, sing these songs, pray together, showing that you are still on the throne, showing that you are the father to the fatherless, you are the husband to the widows, and you shall remain thus until we come home to be with you. From the bottom of my heart, Lord, I appreciate these elders of this church. Behind me, there stands your servant. We have heard how much they have been to this assembly. Many ministers, many pastors have come to give comfort to this church. Bless them, Father. The legacy that have remained here, thou knowest, for many years he stood here with a very few number of believers in toils and snare. You saw him through. Today this tabernacle has remained a transit tabernacle, has remained a light to many people, has remained an encouragement, a church to admire, a church to go to, a church that you desire to be in among many churches in the message today. Why? There was a ministry. Father, bless our head deacon here. Bless the head trustee here. Bless their members of the board, deacons and trustees. I see my brother Ben seated there, a minister in this church. There is other ministers, brothers and sisters, shouting amen in the corners. These young brothers playing the music that we love and cherish all the time. Lord, it is because your eyes are watching over this tabernacle. Allow not the enemy to come in this church, Father. Remember the works of your servant. Remember his nature and spirit that has been an engravement in our hearts today. May everyone follow those steps. as our pastor in Zambia has been saying all the time, brother, we are praying for those brothers in Zimbabwe. Eastern Tabernacle. That it remains the way it has been throughout the years. We have seen people coming as sinners, they go out as saints. We have seen flying saucers falling upon this church and they make things right without no one speaking to such people. It is because of the influence and the impact of a ministry that God can ever give to the man. Thank you for what he has been to us. Thank you for what he was. Thank you for the legacy. Thank you for his life. Many of us as young ministers went and sat under that tree and learned a lot. Today, we can still stand because there was a champion among us. You know where he is right now. But Father, watch over this group of people. Watch over this assembly. You are the shepherd that before there was a moon, before there was a star, before Chesa was born, before nothing was there, you knew that such a thing would happen among us. And to raise confusion and questions and wonderings and things. And hell would be happy to linger on this church. You knew. And no one can question you. No one can counsel you. No one can say why. Because you are the God, the omniscient God. Heavenly Father, it is a prayer meeting tonight. I have been asked to read a scripture, to read a quotation, to encourage my brothers and sisters. Help me, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we commit this service that you help us and be with us to the end of it all. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated for a moment. I want to greet the church tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I want to
appreciate our brother, the deacon, for asking me to come and stand before you and read some words of encouragement.
I
want to bring greetings from Pastor Kapisha.
Pastor Kapisha,
to the church,
kereke,
to the widow,
kereke,
to the children,
kasiwa,
that you are very much in his heart in
Zambia.
Actually, they could not allow the youths to come here.
And
join with the youths that were having a convention so that they are still mourning. I want to bring greetings also from my wife. She said I greet the church and mama and the family.
And
a certain friend, Mama Wango,
Christabel,
she just called to send greetings from Germany to Mama and the family.
Christabel Afona kuva ku Germany kutindipe kwaziso kuna mama.
You excuse me tonight if I become emotional.
Muchandiregerera maniro ano.
I am not trying to send you back to those memories, but it's my first time since his departure, the pastor's departure, to stand like this.
Many
of you are aware that the last service, I was the minister, the only minister that sat with him here.
mayango enyu mungarangarire kuti service yekupedzisera ndini ndoga mushumiri anga akagara kuno mberi
padyo nawo. I was the last minister.
Ndini mushumiri wekupedzisera.
With Pastor Chesa.
Kugara na Pastor Chesa.
In the ministry.
Mushumiro yavo.
Here.
Pano.
In this church.
Mukereke muno.
I was the first minister.
Ndini mushumiri wekutanga.
When he goes out here.
Pavanobuda nemukovo.
To greet him.
Vakamukwazisa.
And tell him.
Ndokuvataurira.
Thank you for the message.
Ndinokutendai nemaridzo.
He told me things here.
Vakandiudza zvinhu
kuseru. That he has never told me before.
Zvavasina kumbenge vakanditaurira
kumashure. And I could only realize after the pastor has gone.
Ndakatozongocherechedza mushure mangu mpfudzi vaenda. Kuti muzive.
That week, my coming to Zimbabwe that week, he called me.
Kuti ndiuye kuno kuZimbabwe vhiki iroro vakandifonera.
Wanted to talk to me.
Aida kurukura neni.
Apart from being on the spiritual side, is my mentor in the physical.
Kunze kwekunge mutungamiri wangu pamweya asiko panyama ndovanondidzidzisa kana ndovaindidzidzisa.
He opened this door.
Vakavhura door iri.
And he was holding the handle like this.
Akabata handle nezvizvi.
Then he looked at me.
Vatarisa kwandiri.
Then he said.
Ndokuti.
When we go in.
Patinopinda.
I want you to sit next to me.
Toda kuti ugare padyo neni.
Meaning to sit on that seat there.
Chiti ndigare pachigaro chiri papo.
I said, Pastor.
Ndikati mufudzi.
I am not preaching.
Ini handisi kuparidza.
He says.
Ndokuti.
It doesn't matter.
Kata hazvina mhaka.
I want you.
Ndikuda kuti iwe.
To sit next to me.
Kuti ugare pedyo neni.
After the service.
Mushure meshumiro.
He looked at me.
Akanditarisa.
And he called my name.
Ndokubva vadana zita rangu.
And he says, Jonathan.
Akati Jonathan.
I said, yes, Pastor.
Ndikati hongu mufudzi.
And he looked up like he's looking over me.
Ndokubva vatarisa nechemudenga kunge vakatarira.
Then he says,
nechepamusoro pangu. Ndokuti.
I am very tired.
Ndikati ini ndakaneta. Ndakarukutika.
Then he bowed his head like this.
Ndokubva vadzikisa musoro wavo sezvizvi.
What we wanted to talk.
Zvataida kutaura.
We never talked.
Hatina kuwana mukana wekukurukura.
The whole Monday.
Monday yose.
I knew nothing.
Hapana chandakaziva.
Brother Paul had just run out of the bundles in his house. We were on WhatsApp. And then I knew nothing what was happening on Monday.
Brother Paul, my bandwidth yavo internet yange yapera.
On Tuesday morning.
Mangwana nechipiri.
Just towards the morning.
Kuti mangwana.
I dream a dream.
Ndakarota hope.
That I'm at a very big funeral.
Ndiri pamariro makuru.
And this brother.
Zvino hamai.
Is walking to me.
Iri kuuya kwandiri.
With a big Bible.
Akabata Bible hombe.
You are taking the service.
Sikanzi ndimi muri kutora shumiro.
And we are the graveyard.
Takanga tiri kumakuva.
Just towards the morning.
Kwakuda kuchena.
And you know funerals, so I got like scared. Then I woke up.
Zvino ndakavhunduka ndokubva ndapepuka.
When I woke up.
Pandakamuka.
Brother Paul is there.
Brother Paul
varipo. He's hiding, is preparing to go for work.
Variku aina varikugadzirira
kuenda. Then I hear the conversation.
Ndokubva ndanzwa
hurukuru. I can't express word in Shona, but I can hear.
Andikwanise kutaura Shona
asi ndinokunzwa. What are you saying?
Paul akati.
What are you saying?
Murikuti.
So I say, Paul, what's happening?
Kati Paul chichirikuitika.
Said Brother Jonathan.
Zvikanzi Brother Jonathan.
The thing that I hear.
Nyaya ndirikunzwa.
I said, just tell me. Just tell me.
Chingotaura.
And he had just told me that, brother, we need to plan that I drop you at Edmark so that the pastor can come and pick you because that was the arrangement.
Ndaita horongo kuti vaizondisiya ku Edmark kuti mufudzi wavo yekuzonditora.
He says Brother John is phoning that the pastor didn't come back home yesterday.
Kanzi pane hama yafona ichiti pastor vanodzoka kumba.
I don't know why I connected and my strength failed me. I picked up a phone. I tried to check my bundles. Then I found my bundles.
Ndakatora phone tikada kucheka mabundles. Badanza nehope ndikubva ndataura pa WhatsApp.
Shalom, sister Shalom.
Ndikafonera sister Shalom.
And then I am trying to say.
Ndirikuedza kuti.
I have been a child.
Ndakambenge ndiri mwana.
to the man that was a pastor here.
Kune murume anga ari mufudzi pano.
And I am so thankful
that
you have allowed me to come. Even if it is a Wednesday, I have expressions in my heart
that
I wanted to speak to the brothers in this church, especially the elders of the church. And God has granted me that grace. I want to say thank you for being here. The trustees,
my trustees,
Elder Kadiwa, the deacons,
my deacon,
Baba Mawango,
Elder Mawango,
and all,
Nemi Mose,
because I am surprised.
Nekuti ndino shamisika.
I was thinking when I go into Zimbabwe,
and
I come to my church, I'll find the fire that has been painted by these people that are sending messages outside, thinking that there is a problem at East Street Tabernacle.
Tichiona vanhu vakari kutumira mashoko kubva vachimashambadzira kuti pane matambudziko pa East Street.
There is no problem here.
Hapana madambudziko pano.
Unless you want to create your own problem.
Kunze kwekutenge wako kuda kusika dambudziko rako iwe.
I want you, wherever you are seated, brother, sister, to know
there is no problem here. Uzive kuti pano hapana dambudziko.
Leaders can destroy this church. Leaders. I am directing these words to the deacons and the trustees of this assembly.
A leader
can cause a country to go into panic mood by the words they speak. The world is watching you because this ministry has helped people that you don't know. In Zambia there, the boys that could wash your car when you come to Edmark there, those boys that are washing cars for you, you say, do you know that pastor has gone to be with the Lord? And the boy
will
take up a
cape
and bow down like this. That is how the life impacted on others.
Do upenyu wakararamwa kubata-bata kwa wakaita vamwe vanhu.
Would you be a person
ko ungava munhu here
that would want to see this church
angada kuona kereke ino
break
ichipamuka?
Would you be a sister
ungava here hanzvadzi
or a brother
kana kuti hama
that would want to disturb the peace
anoda kuvhiringidza rugare
that has been created? I stopped speaking to certain brothers and I continued speaking to this brother here.
Our
brother, he said, Brother Jonathan, we are fine.
Hama makadini, tiri right.
We are okay.
Isusu, tiri right.
Our, the deacons, everything is fine, Brother Jonathan. This now becomes my comfort. Because everywhere you go, it is wrong things, wrong comments and everything. And you are thinking that there is problems in Zimbabwe
when
there is no problem. There is no fight between the deacons and the trustees. There is no fight. Unless if you want to create that tension yourself. Allow me to express my heart because I belong here. I belong to this church. And you know how much the pastor of this church loved me. He called me to come and say bye to him. Even if you hate the brother, you don't agree with the brother, you hold the message of the hour in your hands. How can you take the issues of this church and put it on internet? your motive?
Ko chinangwa ndi chii?
You are thinking that you are scandalizing them. You are not scandalizing them. You are scandalizing
Pastor Chesa.
And if you are here, brother, sister, I want you to know, if you are here, you did that. You disguised the name, your real name, so that they don't know you. And you are here. Before the end of this service, we want to pray for you here. Is this Bible? God that we save is a God of judgment. Anything that disturbs unity
chinu chese chino paradzanisa
kubatana in the church,
mukereke,
God does not waste time.
Mwarika avambo tambisa nguva.
Is Bible.
Bible is.
He never asked the question to the serpent to say, why have you done this? No, he just said, because of what you have done, you are cursed.
Avana kumbobvunza chikara kuti sei wazozofamba sei vakangoti nekuda kwekuti waita izvi watopinda padambudziko.
You can't bring such a ministry and expose it like that on Facebook because you have differed with the brother or you have differed with the two deacons. You can do that.
What
is your interest? What are your motives? There is no problem here. I want you to turn around and tell the sister next to you that here at this church, there is no problem. There is no problem here. And tell him that if you are sending messages outside, stop sending those chats. Tell him. If you are sending things outside there, can you stop? I have so much respect for these brothers, including the man that sits here. You should know how to talk when it involves elders. Nature tells me I can't stand with that man there and start arguing with him.
That's a parent.
The issue of sovereignty has been abused in the message. And people are dying without knowing why they are dying. I was telling a brother, when Pastor Chesa drowned in water,
Pastor Chesa,
you didn't say sovereignty.
Amuna kuti kuzvitonga.
You all kept quiet. You drove to the dam there. And everybody is quiet like this. Somebody who doesn't belong here put on clothes and went and fetched the body. Jeopardizing his life from the crocodiles to bring the body of your pastor. You didn't say sovereignty. When the body was lying here, I sat here. Over 80 pastors and ministers all over the world, they came here. You didn't say, go, we shall bury ourselves because we are sovereign. You can't pretend. This church, we will need a pastor. That's correct. This church, we will need a pastor. When?
Rini.
At the right time. You want to start talking about succession. A person 2 months in the ground talking about succession.
Why
would you insult a man like that? What wrong has he done that we can't honor him? What are we Yes, I'm speaking. Who are you? What's your name?
Dear new you.
I hope you could say Jonathan Chesa. Then I'll be very happy.
Jonathan Chesa and Farisa.
Now, you say, why is talking like that? I belong here. I belong to this church.
Takasangana ndini makore 19.
As I'm standing here, I'm 49.
Ndakamira pano ndine makore 49.
He came to Zambia to preach the convention with his wife.
Vakauya ku Zambia kuzoparidza convention
with my wife. And I was a song leader at that convention.
Ndindaiimbisa pa
convention. And when I was singing songs, I put the microphone around so that I can clap. And he got attracted to me. He says, Brother Kapisha, who is this boy? He says, Jonathan.
Brother Kapisha, mkomana Indian.
And from then he loved me.
Jonathan. Vakabva vandida.
1993, I came here.
93,
many of you were not even in the service.
Wakawanda
I found him preaching at a small church.
1993.
Is the minister that told me the beginning or the origin of the song Rock of Ages. It's Pastor Chesa who taught me. I never knew the expression
Rock of
where they came from. When Charles Wesley got that inspiration, I heard first time from Pastor Chesa.
Charles Wesley, pakaona kufemira uko. Ndakatanga kuzvinzwa kuna Pastor Chesa.
I've been his boy.
Ini kubvira ipapo ndandiri mukomana mwanakomana wavo.
Brother Mudombo calls me a local minister. So if I'm stepping on your toes, I'm part of the family here. And allow me to say these words. Head deacon, may we give respect to the spirit of our pastor. May we allow healing in the lady seated here. May we allow healing in the believers here. May we allow healing on his children. In the Bible, they would mourn a king for a year. Why? Do you know that you are not in your right minds, all of you here? Tell your neighbor that we are not in our right minds. Do you know that? I want you to say amen if that statement is correct. You are not in your right mind.
Eastly
Church, you are not thinking okay. The impact is too much. You people, you loved your pastor. That is the story there.
This church is one
of the churches in the message that loved their pastor like this.
I'm a traveler, you can't tell me anything.
I'm a traveler.
That's the testimony in South Africa there.
You go to Cape Town, a person will be telling you,
I come from Pastor Chesa's church.
I love that man. You loved your pastor. Pastor Chesa was not sick.
Pastor Chesa wanga vasirikurwara.
That you can say, now we have gone to the hospital, he's sick for 2 months, now he's 3 months now. No.
I can show you here.
Something told me there that get a picture. I got two pictures here.
Sunday.
I'm praying for that lady. And when I finished praying, the pastor had already finished praying. Then I was the last person to pray for that lady. When I turned like this, Pastor Chesa was looking at me.
Pastor Chesa wanga wakanditarisa.
I'm doing like this. May he saw rest in peace. You are not okay in your minds to do anything. I can repeat that again.
Regaindi zokorodze.
And if you are going to be arrogant,
kana iwe uchizosindimara,
and say,
woti,
we can do it,
isu tinozvigona.
Watch my words.
Tarira teresa mashoko
angu. There will be trouble here.
Pachava nematambudziko.
A sick person
munhu ari kurwara
cannot help another sick person.
Haagone kubatsirawo mumwe murwere.
They say, when a boat has capsized,
vanoti kana
boat rapediguka, people are fighting for life.
Vanhu vachirwira upenyu.
Some people,
vamwe
vanhu, they don't know how to swim.
Havagone kudhidha.
Some people may be swimming,
vanogona kunge vachidhidha,
but power has gone.
Asi simba rapera.
Who know how to swim?
Iwe unoziva kubhaguja.
Be careful in the way you want to help this one.
Iwewe unofana kuchenjera kuti kuda kubatsira mumwe sei.
You might drown it together.
Nekuti munozonyura mamose.
So, a sick person,
zvino murwere,
cannot help another sick person.
Hagone kubatsirawo mumwe murwere.
You are sick.
Imimi muri kurwara.
You take a decision when you are angry.
Ukatora sarudzo uine hasha.
It's always a wrong decision.
Sarudzo iyoyo haisiye chokwadi, isarudzo isiriyo.
My question is,
mubvunzo wangu ndeuyu.
Why are we in a hurry?
Ko tiri kumbomhanyira kupi?
Turn around. Tell your brother next to you.
Tenda kuterere munhu. Umuzoti ko uri kumhanyira kupi?
Why are we in a hurry?
Ko tiri kumbomhanyira kupi?
Why are we in a hurry?
Kusi tiri kumhanya.
Maybe you have a revelation from God.
Kula une chizaruro kubva kuna Mwari.
Now, my last statement is this one.
Chitauro changu chokupedzisira ndichiva.
I want this church
to
be witnesses.
Igova zvapupu.
Brother Mwembe.
Brother Mwembe.
On a Wednesday.
Uri musi wechitatu.
This is the piece of advice.
Do mashoko euchenjeri
avakapa kukereke. I want to read the scripture, then we go in prayers.
Tuda kuviringa gwaro kuviringa
kufinana.
Do kuimbira irwiyo iko zvino.
This is what my advice to this church
do,
and to this man
kukereke ino nomurumari papo agera apa.
This period
nguva inoi
is a painful period.
Inguva inorwadza.
You cannot lead yourselves.
Hamugoni kuzvitungamirira.
He, the authority, has left.
Ivo murumai vane simba pano abva panzvimbo.
And according to scripture,
zvichienderana negwaro,
when you smite the shepherd,
kana imi mukarova mufudzi,
you scatter the sheep.
Makwai ose anopararira.
What has happened now?
The
devil,
Satan,
is trying to capitalize here.
Ari kuedza
kuwana mukana pano. Because this situation is not okay.
Nekuti chimiro ichi hachisiricho.
There is no one here among the deacons, among the trustees that can go there.
Hapana munhu pano pakati pemadeacon kana matrustee anogona kuenda.
You need authority.
Pano munoda izgwiri nesimba.
And that authority,
zvino izgwiri nesimba raenda.
What are you going to do?
Ko zvino uchazoita
sei this situation here?
Kuti mugadzirise chimiro chiri pano.
That's why those brothers that are sending things out, they are trying to say, oh, brother said this and this brother said this, now they have not agreed. No, the reason why they are not agreeing,
chikonzero hama dziri kuirirana, hapana izgwiri nesimba.
So the self,
zvino
yourself,
chaki,
me is what is working in the church here.
Do uri kushanda mukereke
muno. Everyone here,
munhu wese
wants to be head.
Ari kuda kuva mutungamiriri.
I know what I'm talking about.
Ndiri kuziva zvandiri kutaura.
The things that you are putting on WhatsApp, we are hearing
them. Ndiri kuziva WhatsApp, ndiri kuzvinzwa uko.
Everyone
munhu wose
wants to show that I am also a part and parcel of Eastery Church.
I am
so thankful that Pastor Matanga was here and I was told the message that he preached.
God
is not God of confusion.
Tell your neighbor
that brother, God is not God of confusion. And he will never be God of confusion. There is no authority here.
Apana is giri ne simba pano.
The authority
is giri no
tunga that controlled the deacons.
Right tunga mirira ma deacons.
The authority
is giri
no tunga that controlled the trustees.
Right tunga ma trustees.
The authority
simba
that controlled the singers.
Right tunga mirira
no imba. That authority God has taken it away.
Simba iri mare vakaritora.
So you are without a head.
Zvino imi hamuna musoro.
How can a headless body make decisions?
Komutumbi usina musoro unogotora sarudzo seiko?
There is an accident.
Pani
and the body has got no head. Then you see a body going like this, then you say, "Leave me alone, I'm okay, leave me alone." It is roaring.
Mwana mutumbi uchifamba uchitindisiye ndakadaro musoro uri kwauri.
What is that?
Chichirukiti.
Witchcraft.
Ah, patoita kubata bata apa. Bata bata.
There is no authority here.
Apana simba pano.
Among us here,
pakati penu
no pano. One
apana
can put authority there.
Anogona kuisa izwi rine simba pano.
At this moment.
Pari zvino.
And this is my advice.
If
you want to save this church, my brother,
kana muri kuda
kushumira
kereke
ino, from a lot of troubles,
kubva mumatambudziko akawanda.
Pastor Chesa.
Pastor Chesa
was not an island.
Pastor Chesa vakanga vasiri chitsuwa chinogara chega.
Pastor Chesa.
Pastor Chesa
had friends.
Vakanga vaine shamwari.
This is a congregation.
Ino iungano.
Two, it is also the body of Christ.
We
there is people that belong to the body of Christ.
Mutumbi wa Kristu.
I mean, why are you allowing me to stand here?
Kusema nitendera kumira pano.
I'm not a Zimbabwean.
And this
I don't
Zimbabwe.
Pay my tithes and offerings
and
here. But why are you allowing
pano?
Me to stand here? I belong to you.
Inika,
tell your neighbor that Mwembe belongs to us. Yeah, I belong to you.
Yeah,
yeah. Here,
pano,
you need a ministry.
Munoda shumiro.
Seasoned ministry.
Shumiro yaka,
to come here.
Shumiro yaka
and say,
pano
Brother
igot.
Benny, how are you?
Brother Ben Makadi.
What are you here? I'm a minister.
Ko muri chipano, muri mshumiri.
What is this brother? I'm the song leader.
Dini mutunga miriru
nziri. What about you? I'm
ko
a trustee.
Dini mutrustee.
All right. Where is the head trustee? Is this one?
Ko mutrustee mkuru aripapi aripapa.
Then deacon is this one.
Mutunga miruma deacon arpapa.
Authority.
Simba rekutonga.
The authority will put things in order.
Zvino simba iri kairi rekutonga rinoisa zvinhu murongo.
Brothers, the way you go over this according to the spoken word.
Mafambira munoita nyaya yakadai maira ne spoken word.
Pastor, what about this? No, you don't do this. You don't do this.
Amudai.
Then the authority will say, before we talk about anything, we have an urgent need in this church. Where are the trustees? The trustees are here. Okay, I want to meet the trustees. How are we looking after the widow? Because right now, the most urgent need of this church is the welfare of this lady here and her children.
Chirukufana kunyatsuongororwa nechimbi chimbi kubatwa zvakanaka
kumudzimai
ari pano nevana.
Of a widow.
Kuchema kwechirikadzi.
Doesn't have stops.
Hakuna zvinokumisa.
Hear my words.
Nyatsonzwisisai kutaura.
The cry.
Kuchema
of a fatherless.
kwenerera
reaches heaven very fast.
Kunomanya kosvika
kudenga nokukasika. That's why people they are dying in road accidents. That one has a problem, that one has a disease, it can't heal. It is because people they don't know how God works.
Vanhu havazivika shandiro kanoita Mwari.
Is a very wonderful God on the other side, but on the other side is a God of judgment. The immediate needs of this church is this widow here.
Your
prayers, as you pray for the congregation, don't forget to pray for this widow. Your pain is nothing to her pain.
And
what do you think is happening in her heart when she sees things flying about the church that she has suffered with? They are flying everywhere. What do you think is happening? Do you want to kill her? We need authority
here.
When the pastor was here, I sat there and I saw deacons standing here. I was seated here. I didn't close my eyes. The only person that didn't close the eyes with Pastor Chesa is me. I saw how you were voting. I know who didn't vote for who. Tell your neighbor that Jonathan knows.
Jonathan know.
Yes. You think I can have the freedom that I'm having now if I don't know what I'm talking about? I
belong
to this church. This man seated here saw me when I was growing, when I got married. Is this man that took me to the hotel with my wife and Pastor Chesa, Brother Chirikure, and this one here?
This.
I know who never voted for who in this church. I know. And I will never say it.
Foot
is up, is up to them and God. Finish.
Here, Pano,
you need authority. When the trustees and the deacons have an issue that they cannot resolve, they come to the authority.
Pano da izgiri no pedza nyaya.
In the meantime,
Parisian.
The deacons. The trustees, they stepped in. And somebody in the corner there said, on what grounds are you working here? Because the pastor never ordained you. Correct?
Yes,
I know what things are going on. These brothers who stood here, there is a rumor that went around. They are now deacons without authority. They are now deacons without authority. Yes! Brother, there is no dam without frogs. Did you know that? There is no dam without frogs. You
will
be so deceived when there is no rain and there is a dam here. You think that this dam is very quiet. You wait for the rain to rain. One day, you are going to hear. This dam, which was quiet. There is no dam without crocodiles.
Frogs.
Then this brother and the elders here, they said, we are in the offices without what? Authority. What did you do? That is where I've recommended you. I've recommended you. That's why I said the Spirit of the Lord is still at History Church. You know what you did? You went and picked up authority. Which authority was that? George Martin. And George Martin comes here.
George Martin, everyone
was quiet.
Akanyara.
Why?
See,
there is authority.
Pane kutonga ka.
Who laid hands on the deacons? George Martin.
Diana katurika maoko pa deacon George Martin.
Trust this. George Martin.
Trustee George Martin.
And he has left.
Zvino ndokuenda.
Again, there is no authority.
Zvinoka pasara pakashama hapasina isimba
rekutonga. And the devil is capitalizing on that thing.
Satan ari kutora mukana.
And the devil will continue to capitalize on that one, because when you don't have authority, you are aimless.
Zvino Satan ari kutotora
mukana. You are tossed to wander about.
Kana pasina simba munongoenda kwese kwese.
Like Peter. Simon Bajona,
Simon Peter,
tossed one about. The Lord says, Simon Bajona, Simon Peter, Simon Peter, Bajona, Peter, Peter, the devil,
Satan,
has desired to have you.
Ashuva
and
sift
you like a wheat.
But
I have prayed for you that your faith may fail not. You come together with the elders of this church. Find authority to come here.
Chagai simbarino yapano.
As soon as possible.
Neku chimbi zika.
Sober.
Munu
a man without hidden motives.
Munu asina.
A man without ambitions.
Munu asina.
Because there is people that want to come here and to see this state separated so that they can have that brother works in the bank in their church to
pay tithe.
We know what
we
are talking about. They are seated here. These are elders in the message. They are elders in the message. They have walked with the man. They grew up with the man. Why should you have trouble to have authority here? Learn to separate issues. In life, you must learn to separate issues. If you have got difficulties with him, please, we are dealing with the church matters here. And the spiritual things. Authority.
Simba.
We need authority. To come and overhead all the departments in the church.
He
goes, he comes back. He goes, he comes back. Across here, I won't mention the name. There is a country here, and a pastor died. Not those things that you have read, no. New things. The pastors died.
Pastor Vashaika.
And after 6 months, I receive an envelope.
That one envelope.
Pastor says, Brother Jonathan, there's an envelope.
Pastor,
and
no
I
good
open.
Pani they envelope
are inviting me to go with Pastor Kapisha to the memorial service. And I go,
memorial.
I do the preliminaries, I invite the people. The I was the master of the ceremony from morning up to the evening.
MC.
We let down the brother and we left with the pastor. I leave South Africa.
South
Last
Africa.
Month, I go to Zambia.
Zambia.
I say, hi, Pastor. He says, there's
Pastor
a problem there.
What's the
problem?
The
church is cut. Sisters are calling the pastor to come and help them.
My sister,
they don't want this brother. The others, they don't want this brother. A church, a very small church. You, what is your problem? Why are you staying home?
You,
then the brother says, Pastor, the pastor is not here.
Pastor,
I pay my tithes and I pay my offerings. Who is taking my tithes? Brother, there are things there. Don't laugh. What breaks churches is when you mismanage a crisis. You overlook certain things you think that these are okay, but those are the things that the devil is using to break the church. Now, if a brother comes up like that, do you laugh at him? I want to know. Where my tithe is going because I've been paying.
Check go
and the way I've been paying, I pay from bank to bank. I don't bring tithe in the church.
And you know,
so ever since the pastor went, my tithe has been going. I want to know.
Vira pastor washaika, dakunona check go michango chiri kufamba si.
There are mission brothers that have been going out.
Pani
how are they
out
going? At no, they are borrowing money.
Varu kwereta mari.
Many of them, they are using their pockets.
Why?
They have services stopped.
See,
yes, they have stopped because there is no authority. Are you listening to me? Trust this.
My trustee.
You need authority.
Imika munoda simba.
It is the authority.
Isimba.
That will come here.
Rinozo uya pano.
And say, brothers.
Roti hama zangu.
I have been coming here for 2 years or 3 years.
You have visited us.
I think now we are okay.
And
you know, healing, you can't force healing in the people.
You
healing will just automatically, you will see that you are healed now.
Right.
You can say, hey, stop crying. You are right. Your pain is not my pain. Turn around and say, your pain is not my pain, my brother. Your pain is not my pain. That brother, Brother Jonathan, let's go to comfort the pastor who has lost his wife. Let's go and comfort as ministers. Let's go and comfort another pastor who has lost the wife.
Then I say,
you and me, we are wrong people.
To
go and comfort a minister who has lost the wife.
You and me,
we have got our wives. How are we going to comfort somebody who doesn't have a wife? You go and say what there. God bless you, brother. We know how you are feeling. You know how you are feeling. Is that true?
No, brother.
Death is in stages. One lady told me that I'm happy that my husband has died.
Yes.
I said, why? He said, Brother Jonathan, it was hell. This is minus one problem. But look at her. It's not the same. I can't go home. I told Shalom that I can't go home to see her because I'm still emotional.
It's
painful. The relationship that you build with your wife or your husband cannot be just come to say, stop crying.
Oh.
Are you so stone-hearted that you don't have feelings? Tell your neighbor that we are mourning here.
We are mourning here.
You need authority.
Unoda simba pano.
Give me that song, brother.
Ndipeuru yoro ama.
I dedicate this song to mom.
Ruyoro ndino ruimbira mama.
And the kids.
Nevana.
And the church.
Nikereke.
Be no dismay. Whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. Be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings of love abide, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day. All the way, he will take care of you. God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through days of time, when heart doth fail, God will take care of you. when dangers fierce, your oath ascend, God will take care of you. God will take care of you through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. All you may need, He will provide. God will take care of you. No good you ask will be denied. God will take care of you. Hold one another's hand. God will take care of you. Just hold one another's hand through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Oh, lonely and sad, from friends apart, God will take care of you. Oh, He'll give peace to your aching heart. God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Yes, through every day, all the way. He will take care of you. God will take care of you. No matter what may be the test, God will take care of you. Lean weary one upon His breast, God will take care of you. God will take care of you. Through every day, all the way, He will take care of you. God will take care of you. Oh, God will take care of you through every day, all the way. Take care of you. God will take care of you. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. No pain, no death can enter there. I feel like traveling on. Yes, I feel like traveling on. I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Listen to this one. It's glittering talks, the sun outshine. I feel like traveling on. That heaven mansion shall be mine. I feel like traveling on. Oh yes, I feel like traveling on. Woo! I feel like traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. The last one. Let others see and hope below. I feel like traveling on. With friendly foe, all words overflow. I feel like traveling. Traveling on. Thank you, Jesus. I feel traveling on. My heavenly home is bright and fair. I feel like traveling on. Yes, the Lord has been so good to me. I feel like traveling on. Until the blessed on my sea, I feel like traveling on. Woo! Yes, I feel glory, hallelujah. I feel glory. Sing the song now. My heavenly home, bright and fair. I feel like, yes, I feel like traveling, oh, traveling on. You still love me? Tell your neighbor that we still love Brother Jonathan. You still love me? Praise the Lord. All right. Few minutes, then we pray. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 25. I want to speak on the importance of prayer in our lives as Christians. Genesis chapter 25, verse 20-23. The Lord bless you. I think tomorrow I should be traveling. My program seems like this way. Sunday, I'm in Rusape before I go. That's how things have been now. Yes. Pastor Mataka says, please. I was trying to check with him. He says, okay, no, please. All right. Now listen to this. Genesis chapter 25, verse 20-23. And Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Syrian of Padanaram, the sister to Laban, the Syrian.
Isaac wakangani makurana makumi mana pakona kwake Rebekah, mukunda wa Betuel Aramia, wepa Padan Arami, and that's Yarabani Aramia.
And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her, and she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord.
And
the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two men of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall save the younger.
Jehovah katikwari, mwene ndu zimbiri mchizaro chako, ndu zimbiri zichapara zana, chiva mdumbiru wako, rumwe ruzi, ruchakunda rumwe ruzi nesimba, mukuru uchashumira mduku.
The Lord bless the reading of his word. You may be seated.
Shukurabu mgare enyu pasi.
Maturity.
Kubazera.
Maturity.
Kubazera.
Is not how many years we stay with the message. Maturity. Growth. That somebody has grown. Maturity. We can be in the message for so long,
but
maturity.
Asi kubva zera.
We will show a person, we will make a person to really know how to place things in life. A Christian is a very different person from the people of the world. If this had to be maybe in this time, people would say, I am going to the doctor and they will scan me so that I know the trouble that is in the womb. That was not the situation with Rebecca.
Rebecca,
when she sees this, the trouble in the womb, she does not even ask the husband. Rebecca goes before God. I am sure Rebecca had a revelation that every life comes from God. If God was the one that my husband entreated once I was barren, but now I am conceived, Jehovah, the same one who opened the womb, should be the same one to provide this question to an answer to this question. That is a mind which is spiritual. Before I get carried away, I am asking my brother to give me this one quotation. Maybe I will read another one because of time. It is in the message. It is in the message. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemy. On paragraph 30, Brother Branham is speaking something here. He says, now, I would imagine when a trial come up, what is the first thing a child of God has when for refuge when a trial comes? Now, I would imagine when a trial come up, what is the first thing? Not number two, not number three, not number last. When a trial is here, the child of the Lord is facing trial. What is the first thing that a child of God has for a refuge? The greatest weapon was ever put in the hands of mankind? Prayer. It even changes everything. Prayer changes everything. There is nothing that prayer can fail to do. If your motives and intentions are pure, prayer can eliminate gossip from the church. Prayer can change the stone heart to a recipient heart that receives the word of God. Is prayer. Malachi 4's inspiration, he goes further to say it is a weapon. I preach somewhere in my country at a funeral, and I said, there is too much of mismanagement of prayer. If prayer is a weapon, let's liken it to a AK-47 gun. You go to the brother's house, and you find the brother is in the sitting room, with AK-47, killing flies. Flies. What will you think? It is witchcraft. He is mismanaging the weapon. In the first place, the upstairs is not okay. What did you call a mental hospital here in Zimbabwe? What is it called? A mental hospital.
Annex.
He must go to bed number 37 at Annex. Because the upstairs is not okay. He's mismanaging prayer. Because prayer, he says, the greatest weapon that was ever put in the hands of mankind. Now, mankind means everybody. Not only the pastors. Not only the deacons. It is everybody. Brother, you can change situations. If you have got an office tomorrow, you can walk to your office before you sit down, and you are the company, and you can say, Lord Jesus, I take every spirit here under my control. Prayer. Do you know that people who talk too much in the churches, they don't pray? Come on. Yes. They don't pray. I have been a pastor before. I pastored a church in Botswana, Mulopulule. I read God helped me to raise a church for 7 years. 7 years. I went in the place where there is no message believers. And I sat with my wife and my children. I know what it means to evangelize. Not popping people from one church to the other and you become a pastor. That is criminality. Okay. People that talk a lot, they don't pray. If you go to their homes and they are praying before they sleep, they pray like this. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you very much for the day that you gave to us. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And they sleep. Amen. Finish. Where are they rushing to? To gossip. Oh, Eastern Church. You can't pray like that, brother. Prayer changes things. Take a brother. Go to the home of a brother. Let them start singing a song. Let them start meditating. Let them start praying. You can tell the maturity of a brother by prayer. Lord, Lord, thank you, Lord, Lord. 100 times the word Lord in a prayer. We know that he's Lord. What are you telling? Tell us things, brother. Not Lord. We know he's Lord. My God, thank you, Lord, my God. Lord, my God. We know that he's the Lord God. Tell us something. Yeah. One sister was very tired and she was praying. I said this the other day. We are in a... overnight, we are praying. We are praying in the sitting room. Sister's there. And then I'm so near to this sister. She was dozing. Don't pray when you are dozing. Well, God is not a coin, it's not a machine that you switch on and then you say, I want to talk to you, then I'll switch you off. No, if you are tired, you are tired. And she start praying, Lord bless sugar canes. Lord, please, Lord bless sugar canes. I said, sugar canes? And I broke the church service because for sure, brother, imagine you are praying like this. Then this one is praying sugar canes. Ah, you stand up. So I stood up and said, no, I have never heard like it. My sister. I was not disputing that she may not have a garden of sugar canes, but the way she made it, I knew that this is not a prayer. So I said, sister, can you go and sleep there? So in the morning, then I said, sister, do you know that you are praying for sugar cane? Do you have? He says, me? I said, yes. You say, Lord, bless sugar canes. Where's the sugar canes? People are trying to come away from sugar. You want God to bless sugar. Prayer. It even changes everything. Now, I'm talking about talkative people in the church. Brother, if you investigate their lives, they are people who don't pray. That's why there is a lot of problems in the message church. People don't pray. They don't know what it means to pray. You can go in the church and ask people before the church service. Now, if I'm fast, you hold me here. You are very important. There is people that want to hear you. Okay, my brother? God bless. It's not witchcraft. I'm just trying to talk to you. People who don't pray, they are hard-hearted. Their hearts are very hard. I don't have time here. I can show you what Brother Branham says. Prayer softens your heart. Prayer. That's why you can look at a brother that was in prayer. You tell here, this man has been in prayer. Even in the language. That is very deep. Thank you for keeping quiet. It has soaked in. The language. It is water. A pipe of water. Flowing from where? Jerusalem City. Coming down to water the heart. That's why in your life as a Christian, you have done things by inspiration. You give money to the brother. He never asked you. But you give money. Then the brother says, how did you know that I needed? Prayer. It is prayer that brings a burden. Huh? Listen. Imagine, brother. The head deacon is here. And after the service, a family here walks to the head deacon and say, for 3 days, we don't have food at home. And in this church, a family, before they came to church, they had bought too much food and they could not finish. Meat has rotten in the fridge. And this evening, before they came to church, they took the meat from the deep freezers and threw. And they are seated here. And in here, a family has gone to them. We don't have food. What do you make out of that? People, they are not praying. Prayer gives you burdens. Because that is the channel of communication with God. You think that you are going to be talking for you to have a pastor here. You are going to be just talking. Brother, you need to pray. God does not look here. It's not how much Jonathan can express himself. No! Brother, Jehovah looks at the heart. Samuel was sent. Can you anoint? And the people lined up here. He has a bottle. Children of Jesse, they lined up here. And Samuel looked at this one. Samuel looked at this one. They all said, it's not this one. Because Jesse was looking at the outward appearance. The Lord whispered to say, it's not, there is no one here. Samuel says, you, how many children do you have? I have nine. These are eight. One of them is not here. He is at the post of duty. Not these loafers. Brother Ben? You read the scripture properly. Where was David? A shepherd cannot stay home and the animals are themselves there. A shepherd must be with his animals. Where was David? With his flock. Waking.
These other ones.
Abashande.
They are not working.
I have made it today.
Glory to God.
Are you with me?
Didn't you say it?
Brother, those chats that you are doing and to start be taking the church like is a political party, this is not a political party. Where you start campaigning, tell your neighbor, this is not a political party where you start campaigning.
Yes,
it is not a political party. Tell your neighbor that it is evil. It's not a political party. Campaigning for who? And give him the mandate of how many years? It's only politicians that are given 5 years. You know what? I love this church. Without an end. My love for this church is like a corruption in Africa which has got no end. Brothers, we need to pray. And your praying must not be selfish praying. Your praying should not have a person here. Ask God. This church must go to Matthew chapter 6. The whole church at Eastleigh must go to Matthew chapter 6. Our Father, join me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is. Finish. Tell your neighbor, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Pastor. What will bring the will of God in this church is a praying church. That's why we are saying, why are you rushing? Why? Have you prayed? And why do you want to force Brother Jonathan to start praying? Start praying. Why?
See.
We need prayer. This is not a political party. This is a church. If you are not good to preach, you mess up people here. Do you know what Brother Branham says? You mess up yourself. You mess up the people that are following you. Then the environment. You are not good. Let me say this. It is not the amount of quotations that we may have. Take the whole book and rub, rub, rub. When you are a brother is reading, you are thinking that he's reading to himself. He's reading how to prove to people that he can quote. We need the prayer here, brothers. Eastern Tabernacle, if there is a time that Eastern Tabernacle has to pray, it is now. Because hell has ganged on Eastern Tabernacle. This was a special man. This one. Everybody here tells a story about him. He told me one day, he says,
Jonathan,
be very careful on what you hear from people. Because you will never satisfy a human being. He told me. Human being will laugh at you when you are walking with shoes like this. Look at this, brother. When you are begging, they scandalize you. That's a human being. When you start dressing properly, like somebody says, Brother Jonathan, you look nice in that suit. I say, I feel it, you know. When you start wearing properly, again, this brother, he thinks that is the only one who can buy a suit. What is it? A human being. Eastern Church must pray. When will God answer? We don't know. Tell your neighbor, we don't know. Tell your neighbor, we don't know. We are not going to force God to answer our prayers. It even changed the mind of God one time. God told his prophet to go up and tell the king he was going to die. And the king turned his face to the wall and said, Lord, I beseech you to consider me. I have walked before you with a perfect heart. And God spared his life 15 years longer. Prayer changes things. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Prayer changes things. Amen. Do you know what prayer is in the Bible? Reverend Tutani came to Zambia many years ago. And when I came to church, I came with a notebook and a pen. And this quotation, I heard it from Reverend Tutani. In the message, the invisible union of the bride of Christ. Paragraph 101. He says, what a sacred trust. What a responsibility to a woman. Now see why she's a type of the church which has the same responsibility as a woman, as a sacred responsibility to her motherhood, to her virtues, and to her husband. The church has the sacred responsibility, one, to prayer, two, to the word, number three, to Christ. Do you have problems with that quotation, my brother? I would want to go with you so that the people, and take out the name Pastor Jonathan. I'm not a pastor. Take out that name. Just say Brother Jonathan, please. It is police case. Take out. Just say, Brother Jonathan. Yes. Because people want to be pastors, even when they don't have callings of pastors, they want to be pastors. You can't be a pastor when you are not called to be a pastor. And you start breaking people's churches to become a pastor.
Oh.
Thank you, my brother. As a woman, as a sacred responsibility to a motherhood and to a virtues. You read here? And to a husband, the church has a sacred responsibility. One, to prayer. Two, to the word. And three, to grasp. What is prayer? Responsibility. In one place, the prophet says, you can sing too much. You can preach too much. You can eat chikafu too much until you start having your notions in the night. But you can't pray too much. The importance of prayer. Brother, nothing stabilizes a church. Nothing stabilizes a ministry than praying believers. Praying, brothers and sisters. That's why we can come from Zambia today and to find the church is still here. Everybody's here. Some are trying to be fearful and everything. I want to say, don't fear.
Jehovah
is looking at you. The one that watches over a sparrow is watching over this place. Does God answer prayer? God answer prayer. The importance of prayer in the church, in a nation, in the family, in your life, cannot be overemphasized. Prayer means more much to you than perhaps you realize. Pray that you may not enter into
temptation.
Are you here? Among them that are sending wrong messages to the world without praying. Do you know that you can confuse these elders here by your comments? Here, there is no tribe or a town that I was born with him there, so I'll support him. Church, pray. Your feelings, they are not God's feelings. Your thoughts, they are not God's thoughts. Your desires, they are not God's desires. Pray His will to be done here. If Eastley can do one thing, come out of the way. From today, go home and say, Father, I come out of the way. Let your will be done. All the squabbles that you are hearing, they will vanish. There is a blockage of the Holy Ghost. That's the problem. Because of that demon of self. Me. The prophet says, it must die. Perfect strength, perfect weakness. That self must die to allow the Holy Ghost to come into our lives. Stop it today. Tell your neighbor, stop it today. Away from WhatsApp. Away from emails. Pray. And the message is, we are still mourning. That's the message here. Tell your neighbor that the message here, we are still mourning.
Brother,
we are still mourning here. We are still mourning. Will you come to church? God will inspire ministers to preach for us. At the appointed time, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 11. In his time. Give me that scripture, brother, as I leave the pulpit. In his time. Why campaigning? Campaigning for who? How much money has he given you that you are campaigning
for?
Do you know his heart? He hath made everything beautiful in his time. That scripture. He that created the eye, does he not see? Is he not seeing what is happening here? Didn't he know this authority one day will leave us? Brothers and sisters, we are not worshipping a dead God. We are worshipping the all-knowing God. Before there was Chesa, before there was Mabuku, before there was Zimbabwe, the Lord knew.
Chesa,
we will go home. And the mistake that you are going to make in this church is to compare this man to any man here. It is an insult. You can't compare Chesa to another person. Brother, that's where I love my God. He made me one single Jonathan. Yes. I am Jonathan alone. There will never be a duplicate of Jonathan. There will never be another Jonathan who preaches like Jonathan. There will never be another Mwembe who sings like Mwembe. I am Jonathan. My thumb is not here. No one will have my thumb here. No one. Brother, that's how special you are. That is how special you are. You shall never be a duplicate of any person. Is it Bible? Yes, it is Bible. Can I tell you? Yes, it is Bible. Here is King Saul. Huge. With these things up. Because the people were looking at this gentleman. This is the one. Yeah, this is the one. And God says, no.
David.
So David says, hey,
David, look,
what's happening here? No, you know there is that guy. Huh? That guy. He has killed a lot of people. So what are you doing here? Say, hey, close your mouth. He says, I'm sorry. Take me to the king. King, this boy says he wants to go. To go where? I can go and fight him. Knowledge plus experience equals to story. Knowledge plus experience, it makes a story. Knowledge plus knowledge plus knowledge is equal to big head, smaller body. Is it the true, pastor?
Yes.
Knowledge plus experience makes a story. You have a story to tell. Why? You have the knowledge. Now you have experience. Training how to be a pilot on the book and flying a plane, they are two different things. You need instructors.
Unotoda vano kutungamirira.
How do you choose a pastor when you have never chosen a pastor before?
You don't choose a pastor since you don't know what choose. See.
You need instructors.
Unotoda vano kutungamirira.
Tell your neighbor that you need instructors.
Zamunari pastor newe kuti unotoda vano kubatsira.
Knowledge
zivo
plus experience. Tell us, how many years in the ministry? How many years? 40. What are you going to say to Mabuku about pastorship? You are just a deacon. You are just a trustee. Brother Mwembe is just a song leader. What are you going to say about the man that has been pastoring millions of lives?
Spirits.
Imagine all these spirits, they have been pastored by one person. How much heartbreaks that he has. Brother, it is not to lead people. It is not easy to lead people. If you are going to be a pastor, you are going to chase everybody from that. You get out. You get out. I'm telling you. To be a pastor? When five envelopes they pass, they go into the bag. This brother thinks that the pastor's got a lot of money. And you know what? They go to ask the pastor to go and ask him. I saw five envelopes, brother. And when actually, in the actual fact, those envelopes, which were fat like this, all of them, they are the prayer clothes. These people, I don't desire to be a pastor, brother. Because I'll die young. Ruth is very young. My kids are very young. Why should I die young? This brother, they go, you ask wives. You know what killed the Lord Jesus Christ? What killed Christ was not a spear. That's the prophet. Brother Branham says, what killed Christ is grief. Mounted up grief when he was born and the mother was bringing the child for dedication. When Simeon stood here, no mother followed Mary because they considered that Christ was born through fornication. Every mother stayed away. Rejection from childhood. When he had disciples, one brother was greeting the pastor like this. God bless you, pastor. We love you so much. And this brother betrayed him one day. He was there. He was Christ. He was the word. He knew what Judas Iscariot was saying with those people. And that guy comes to greet them. From talking about the sailing, he comes to greet Christ. What happens in your heart?
He
died of grief. Hypocrisy. You bring a person here. You are going to see. Bring a person here without prayer. You are going to see. There is a message from Trinidad. There is a message from Dubai. I went with him to Dubai there. He preached to those brothers in
Dubai.
Brother, this man. And we come out of the service, I take a picture, the brother was, where is this man? I said, this is Blessing Chesa from Zimbabwe. This is Chesa!
Dear Chesa!
That was his life. A brother that can go and give money to a minister after insulting him. He takes out money. I know what I'm talking about. Chesa has fallen. And he comes here. He comes to the pastor to ask money. As a pastor?
Yeah, the pastor.
Why?
See.
I heard Brother Jonathan.
Brother Jonathan.
He's a brother.
Yeah, man.
He's in need. It doesn't pay me to retaliate. You can't compare yourself to this man.
Never,
when they took those clothes of King Saul, and they place them on David, that he must go and fight the war. David refused to walk with them. He says, I can't fit in this thing. I am not Saul.
And this is our
I don't know this.
And this
what I know
ziva.
Is that God that saved me from a lion with a catapult. That's how I know how to fight. What are we learning from there? You can't step in somebody's ministry. You'll never be chaser. And if this church will do not pray, they will start comparing the new pastor to chaser. And that's where they are going to make a mistake. You can't compare the new pastor with this one. Watch the way he will handle the word. That's all. If he's the man who will keep the legacy of the prophet in this church, we don't have problems. If you want him to be talking like your chaser, if you want him to be tolerating things like your chaser, you are going to make mistakes. That is a David, that is another one. Prayer changes things. I want you to say tonight, as we bow our heads, we close our eyes. I want you to say, Lord, maybe you have lost that unction of prayer. Maybe you have been one of these people that are trying, brother, to bring tension in this church. You want to say, Lord, help me. Whisper a prayer in your heart. Just whisper the prayer in your heart. As the head deacon comes to pray for us, I want you to just whisper a prayer. In your heart. Everybody quiet. Close your eyes. The importance of prayer. Are you here building with the people, or you are here to try and destroy this church by your behavior, by your conduct? Are you someone joining the forces of hell to disturb peace in this church? And if you know that they are not here, go and tell them. We don't want problems in the church. We want to pray and we want to wait upon the Lord. We are not in a hurry. His will someday will be done.
Lead me up and let me stay by faith on a variable land. There I have played, than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher. Lord, lift me up, Lord, lift me up, and let me stay by faith on a vain stable land. There I have played, and I have found, shansha no sha ado he cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. Through sunshine or shine.